Senior members of Congress were briefed today by the two top officials on the 9/11 Commission. The lawmakers were not shown the commission's report, which is being released tomorrow morning, nor were they told about its findings. And although they did hear about some of the panel's recommendations, many lawmakers appear more focused on how the upcoming report may be used politically. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi sat down with several other top House Democrats this morning for a closed-door briefing from 9/11 Commission Chairman Thomas Kane and Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton. Neither of the commissioners spoke afterwards, but Pelosi herself had only praise for the unanimous nature of the bipartisan panel's report.
It's not about assigning blame. It's about preventing any future acts of terrorism to our country.
But while partisan politics may not have divided the commission, the House itself is deeply split along political lines, to the point where House Republican leaders insisted on hearing from the commission chairman separately from House Democrats in a meeting that took place late yesterday. Pelosi today said such a partisan reception was not what the 9/11 commissioners had hoped for.
Their hope was to present the commission report in a bipartisan way to the Congress. That occurred in the Senate. It did not occur in the House. That's a disappointment.
Speaker Hastert today acknowledged that House Republican leaders wanted to hear about the commission's report first.
We requested a briefing, and that's what they said they'd do. So,
Hastert said he doubted Congress would have time to act this year on the commission's recommendations, which have not yet been made public. He said that's why he'd insisted earlier that the commission finish its work in April, as it had first planned to do.
We needed to get this thing on a timely basis. And to be able to do that, you have to have time to look at it, to have hearings, to bring witnesses in, to do all these things. We're getting down to a pretty tight schedule. That's why I wanted this thing done and out here, to be something we could actually work with and not be a political football.
Hastert also said he feared the commission's report could be clouded by news this week of a criminal probe into classified documents that went missing after being removed from the National Archives by Clinton administration National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. Pelosi said she, too, feared the report could be clouded by the Berger affair, but suggested that may have been precisely the aim of administration officials.
I think I would look to the executive branch to say why, when they had information for nearly a year, when the commission, the 9/11 commission, had the information for over at least six months, that the timing would be this very week, that the administration would leak this at a time when the 9/11 commission is coming out.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan today denied the White House was the source of the leak about the Berger inquiry, though he said White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez had been aware of the case. This afternoon, the 9/11 commission leaders held a much more bipartisan briefing behind closed doors for top Senate Republicans and Democrats, a reflection of how that chamber has avoided at least some of the partisan strife surrounding intelligence matters in the House. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist spoke to reporters after the briefing on behalf of all of his colleagues.
People came back again and again that this is a nonpartisan report. It is a bipartisan report, and that spirit of nonpartisanship is very, very important. It came across in the commission members. It came across in the way it is being received by members of the United States Senate. And speaking for the Democratic leader and myself, our response to that report will be, I predict, very bipartisan in terms of action that we'll take in the United States Senate.
Frist said that the Senate, at least, intends to act on the commission's recommendations this year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.